Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Coalition airstrikes and ground attacks on ISIS continue in Iraq and Syria, and there will now be U.S. boots on the ground in both of those countries after Friday's announcement that American Special Operations Forces will be deployed to Syria. The Obama administration says these are not combat deployments, although an American soldier was killed in Iraq last month during a raid to rescue hostages held by ISIS. Jane Harman is a former Democratic congresswoman from California who served on all the major security committees in the House. She's now president and CEO of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. She's with us from Washington. Jane Harman, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy. Happy to be on this show.
Well, it's great to have you. And I want to first just get your thoughts on this plane crash, which, you know, there was a claim of responsibility by an ISIS-affiliated group. We don't know what happened at this point, but what do you think it was?
Well, we don't know. And what I say is conjecture. We have the black boxes and someone's listening to them. Some senior intelligence types from the U.S. said it was not a missile of any kind shot from the ground. Of course, it occurred to me that this BUK anti-aircraft missile system that was used in Ukraine, probably supplied by Russia to shoot down the Malaysia Airjet, might have been somehow in Sinai. Hmm. But it could be a lot of other things. I suspect foul play. I don't think this plane, regardless of the fact that it had a safety issue a few years ago with a tail, just magically blew up. And foul play could be one of these new plastic bombs that the bomb maker, the vaunted bomb maker al-Asiri in Yemen, has made for years. We foiled his big plots, but this might be the first successful plot.
And we'll if it is foul play, I mean, play that out. What would that mean?
Well, it would mean, for example, that the Sunni part of the Middle East is pushing back against Russia, which is, as they see it, helping the Shias in Syria. That's possibly what it could mean. Hmm. And punishing Russia in a very cruel way. What we have to keep in mind here is the people who died were totally innocent.
Right. Well, let's get to the issue of U.S. boots on the ground in Syria. When you saw that news, what did you think? Is that a move in the right direction?
Well, Aaron David Miller, who's a scholar at the Wilson Center, called it the Goldilocks policy. Not too hot, not too cold. I thought that was a pretty cute phrase. But what did I think? We have boots on the ground. I'm not exactly sure why we're so anemic to boots. Pilots wear boots. Trainers wear boots. Special operations forces wear them. Search and rescue teams wear them. That's why this Joshua Wheeler was killed a month ago. He was in a hostage. He was part of a hostage rescue mission. The question is, what kind of commitment are we prepared to make to degrade and destroy ISIL in Syria? I'm not an advocate for 100,000 troops. I don't think anyone wants to see that movie again. But to insert forces that make the Sunni-led forces on the ground more effective, it seems to me, is the right thing to do.
Does it look like a plan to you? Because when we spoke to you earlier, you said it didn't look like President Obama had a plan for Syria.
No, it still is anemic to me, anemic in two respects. One, the number 50 just really seems like a
very
gesture.
Yeah.
Yes. but two, I still do not understand how we, the United States, are going to assert ourselves as part of a coalition that will get the job done. I'm missing that, and this will get the job done piece.
Do you think that President Obama, if we're going to start sending in special operations forces, is going to need to get congressional authorization for this, which he has not yet done?
Well, they're rolling out the tired old 2001 authorization to use military force
against those responsible for people that were involved in 9/11, I believe is the wording of that or something
like
that. Well,
to remind, I voted for that. I don't think there was one person in Congress who voted for it, and everyone did except for one woman, Barbara Lee of Berkeley, California. All the rest of us thought it was limited in time and place. And now here we are 14 years later, and the group we are especially targeting, that would be ISIL, has been repudiated by most of the al-Qaeda types as too violent, too radical. I mean, that was the break in Iraq in 2006. And so a guy named Zarqawi, whom we later took out. But ISIL is the successor to Zarqawi's Al-Qaeda. And that is not the Al-Qaeda we were targeting in 2001. And so, yes, I agree with Tim Kaine, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, who has called for an AUMF. Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, about a year and a half or two ago, was down at the Wilson Center calling it irresponsible for Congress not to act. And I don't think it's a question of ratifying the draft AUMF the White House sent up to Congress a year or so ago. I think it's a question of Congress shouldering responsibility and figuring out what it wants to authorize in Syria and Iraq. And, oh, by the way, might want to think about authorizing some action in Iran if Iran cheats on the nuclear deal.
And when you say AUMF, by the way, that's authorization for use of military force for everyone following along. But Jane Harmon at the Wilson Center for Scholars, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.